acting now, then? Okay. All right, we'd like to welcome everyone out to our public hearings tonight. June 11th, we'll have five public hearings starting at 5:45. We're a little bit late trying to get this computer going. We'll start off with a roll call. Here. Here.
Here.
Here. Here. Okay, the first one, the Mount Pleasant Community Development and Renewal Agency will hold a public hearing to receive public comment regarding the Community Development and Renewal Agency budget for the fiscal year 2024 to 2025. Okay, Dave might have to help me hit me the page, right page here quicker.
Changed like dramatically because, you know, last year we projected a lot of grants coming in for like Utah Outdoor Recreation. At this point, we just basically plug in the anticipated rental revenue. So we're just projecting like $100,000 in revenue.
What are you talking about? The difference in the
last year was like 3.4.
Oh, that's a...
And we're carrying forward and what is other? There's more grants.
Any other questions?
Well, I had a comment about it, and I seem to have left my notes at home. That's what I was going through my papers for. But I printed out the budget of that. We're talking about the RDA, is that correct?
Yes. Yep.
So I guess I'm going to go off the top of my head with that one. I noticed in the revenues of it, if I'm not mistaken, most of them come from either grants or I can't remember what it's called. Maybe money transfers from the general fund once in a while.
No, Department of Revenue rentals.
The rental departments, yes, that's correct. And from our apartments, this and that. This actually may, that's not my intention. I'm not trying to upset anybody here. It may upset them off a little bit. But my thinking is, being how the city council members are basically the RDA's. They are the board. The what?
The board.
Board. I can't get that. I'm thinking that it could be less complicated and simplified to as far as the budget's concerned, to do away with it and just run it through city council and general fund in the first place.
Can I comment on that?
Yeah.
We don't take any money from the general fund. The RDA.
I wasn't finished. I actually know that because Dave corrected me on those transfers, but they do have other complications and costs that involve you as a body, the city council. And I was just asking and offering an option to possibly just combine that and have you make the choices of that in the first place, and then we could have maybe just a committee chair instead of having that as a whole separate funding department, which we've had for many, many years. And it has done some, nice things on throughout our town here, but I think it would simplify the budget and the jobs of this city council to not have it. Along with not just the RDA, I'm thinking the same thing, but we haven't brought this one up. It was which I don't have the paper again. It's also, I don't think it was called Main Street.
Building Authority?
The Building Authority, that's right, yeah. Anyway, that's my comment.
Can I comment on the point?
Yeah.
I've already appreciated the comment. Our statute, as you know, I believe other agencies separate, but the check and balance comes from the fact that the, by statute, state statute, the council governing body serves as the board of directors. Redevelopment agencies, in this case, the project area includes the main street going down, picks up the park, and goes down and picks up the industrial park. We're in the process right now, we're probably bringing in another $3 million in grants next year for redevelopment projects. The RDA doesn't take any money out of the general fund. It doesn't get any support at all from the taxpayers through the general fund transfers. As Appley pointed out, we do raise some revenue because we own, the RDA owns the Wasatch Water Building, and it owns the Triangle Apartments, and that generates about $100,000 a year. I think it'd be a mistake to dissolve the redevelopment agency. In fact, we see all kinds of data from the governor's office about economic opportunity, which encourages the creation of redevelopment agencies. And again, we take no money at all from the general fund, we bring money into the coffers. As far as the local building authority is concerned, we have to create that in 2008. I think we used to be in New York, the division of corporations. The local building authority, in order to raise revenue bonds, has to create a nonprofit corporation. Once again, the governing body serves as the board of directors. The building authority owns the equestrian and aquatic centers, raise millions of dollars to go in the rolls, and the only thing that comes out of revenue out there is the revenue bond, is a debit and a credit. And so they're completely separate entities. But the control over them does come from the governing body, which are the board of directors.
Yeah. Some ways it would make it simpler, though, because you wouldn't, with us not doing a taxation. So there's the pros and cons.
That's, my comment was just to possibly consider it as a governing body, to look into it, possibly do considerations of it. And it could simplify in my view. But I actually had numbers from the budget that I received from Dave to show you, and I left them at home, to show how, when you combined it, how it could simplify the work that the city council and governing body has to deal with.
Yeah. Any other comments? Okay, we'll move on to number two then. The Mount Pleasant City Library will hold a public hearing to receive public comment regarding the library budget for the fiscal year of 2024-2025. And we need to find that page. There wasn't, there was a little bit of difference, but not very much on the library.
So that is a tax, that's attached to the city and citizens, so is that based on the tax rate?
We did raise it 0.5% last year.
Two years ago.
Yeah. We're going to have to pretty quick, because for it to keep maintaining itself, I would say by next year we'll have to raise that. Any other public comment? We'll go to number three. The Mount Pleasant City Local Building Authority will hold a public hearing to receive public comment regarding the Local Building Authority budget for the fiscal year 2024-2025. I say that one stays about the same.
Yeah, because it's just the two payments to the Equestrian Center and the Swimming Pool.
What was the budget on that one?
They were just under $100,000 per year.
And what, where did the revenues come from again?
The general fund now.
And that was the other one that I thought would be helpful to combine. to...
Those actually, I think we could not, we can't, we want to do CIP, we have to maintain the local.
And, yeah, the local building authority, the biggest, we wanted the clean unit, and the local building authority, it's been his first bond payment on the Christian Center in October 2010, and so this October, I think, almost halfway through, the revenue bonds that were paid off to build those two centers at 2.5% interest.
Was that the one that had to do with two Cache Valley, bond payments?
Not
that one?
And the same thing with the, it is true that the governing body can dissolve REIT units, and when you do that, you're disqualifying yourself for all kinds of grants that have to be used to economic development projects and go through redevelopment agencies. And get you all kinds of data as to what the governor's office of economic opportunity continues to encourage redevelopment agencies.
Yes.
Yes.
That
accounted
for
in
this pool.
Yes.
So that's a revenue source, even
yes.
though it's paid out
of general fund. Well, once that pays $30,000 a year, this helps district. $1 million on the refuge center, the client center, I think that helps us get the $1 million grant, $1 million loan, the in-kind from Brent Fox on excavation, and also the fact that the bond payment. $48,000 a year, $30,000 was coming from Wasatch Academy for using the facility. They paid $20,000 to reduce the equestrian center.
Any other public comment? Okay, number four, Mount Pleasant City will hold a public hearing to receive public comment regarding the city budget for the fiscal year 2024 to 2025. Any comments on that?
Well, I did notice that the, which again, all I have down here, I don't know why I have just a library copy of it because of the rest of the phone. I think I was telling Dave out in the hall that looked like there was some areas that are, this, we're talking about the regular city budget right now.
Yes.
So I think the overall revenue was around $4 million from last year, and he's showing for 2025 around 3.9 something million, and the estimated amount is going to be about the same, around $4 million for the tentative.
Just a bit lower right now compared to 2024 close up. Of course, that's some projects that were at the old grants that we have maybe had.
So I like the fact that it was down a little bit, but I'm guessing that the estimate of it for 2025 is probably because of possibly tax revenues looking to be possibly down at the same time as you.
Sales tax has not grown as much as it has in the last few years, so forecasting that.
Economic
growth. Yes, sometimes.
So that was my only concern in your budget when you're finishing it off to realize that the revenues that come to a governing council come from tax revenues, which rely on good economic times to be good or bad, and to try to budget your expenditures so that it doesn't, you don't have to, like the mayor just mentioned, kind of raise taxes for the library. That still puts more burden on the community when revenues are down because businesses are down and economic sales are down. And so to be wise about and careful where your expenditures go. Anyway, looking at a decrease on the budget, I do like seeing, although I was hoping to see more, because that's who I am. I was hoping to possibly see him predict around 3.7 million maybe instead of 3.9. know that's tough on everybody, but you have to remember the tax revenues will probably be down for next year, so at least that's something to predict.
Yeah. We receive any revenue from the coal mine where it's in San Pete County now? We see anything from that?
Not that I'm aware of.
We should.
I think most of that goes to the county.
Yeah, but it should be dispersed to the communities.
Yeah, I think it all goes to county.
It goes to CID, so if you go in for any funding,
does
CID, it helps that there's been a generation of coal mines.
Right. But isn't there a portion that goes right directly to the county?
There is.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Whatever the
state. Right. Yeah. Right. It's a small portion. It ain't very much, but it goes to the county. It doesn't come to the city.
And that also reminds me too of the road funds. Isn't that what? How do you set the CID road funds?
I'm mostly going to be in general.
All the mineral.
Like that was going to be down. That it was like 240,000.
So what I was trying to find an answer to, we did get a big supplemental check this year, Class C road funds. I haven't heard if that's projected to carry forward or if that was a one shot. So I'm pretty conservative that that was a one-time help.
So I'm going to ask the question, being the elephant in the room, if you will. But the last several meetings we've attended, there's been talk of a manager or an administrator. And the whole issue was, it's not in the budget, count for it, where are you going to get the money? So my question is, have you allowed for the possibility in this new budget, whether you use it or not?
It's not built into the new budget.
It is not. And I think that's a mistake.
I do too.
Yep. Whether you use it or not, just in case down the road you don't have to succeed. Well, we have time for it, it's not the budget, we don't have a resource for it. So I would hope that you would reconsider at least having it.
I agree with you, Carl. Yeah, I agree with you, Claudia. I mean, we're giving this just a trial. I mean, and I think that he would pay for himself, but I think we need to budget it. So.
Any other public comments on it? Okay, we'll go to number five. The Mount Pleasant City will hold a public hearing to receive input from the public on the cost of living adjustment, the COLA, for executive multiple officers proposed for the inclusion in the city fiscal year 2024-2025 budget. It's a new state law that we have to disclose all managers and the COLA increase they're getting and post it publicly.
That managers over
any city manager we have now, we have to disclose that of the increase in a public hearing. It's just a new state law that's just took effect. And it is a brand new one, like you say, because it was never here till this year.
So if we have a manager as far as over what? Over
a department.
Over certain departments.
So yeah.
Like the city offices.
Uh-huh. Shane, Coulter, Chief.
Oh, okay.
Anybody that's over Brittany, the librarian, our chief people.
Did you see those?
Does that include the council?
No. Well, it does, but we're not getting an increase. So if the city council was to get an increase, that has to be shown in this public hearing. We're not. That's why it's not there.
I can't find. Yeah, it's, yeah.
You guys just have to keep volunteering.
So what is the percent?
It depends on the department. The general is 4.1%.
But then you got some big increases for a couple departments. And so, yeah, I'm definitely against that. So. I can't find exactly. I just seen it a minute ago.
it's at the bottom of the ordinance, just a table, Exhibit A.
On which one?
One from Dave.
That might have been there.
Is the law also required to justify that COLA increase, like for some measure or something?
No, just that we have to publicly put it out there. Yep. So all cities will have to do this, county officials and everybody, starting this year.
Oh, yeah, right.
It was posted down. Yeah, it's already posted.
My golly.
Posted on Utah Public Works with the top 5 Utah.
Yeah.
Not by department, was it?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Exhibit A.
What do you think of it?
So across the board, just kind of information, across the board is 4.1% across the board for every manager. And then there's merit raises first, I have a little bit in there. But
yeah.
Every manager has a 4.1% cost of living adjustment raise.
Yes, yes. Yep. Any other comments?
Well, I'm definitely against it. That's a pretty good size raise, and I think we need to spread that out for other people and just what it is. And what did they actually do to deserve that kind of a merit? So I'm just kind of thinking we need to get a committee, if that's, and then, you know, make sure that that's what's going to happen and what, if they deserve it. I just don't feel like giving them that kind of a raise to, I mean, that's a big raise, my golly. And look at these other people. I mean, it's given 110%. What are they getting? Just their 4%. I mean, if they deserve it, tell me about it.
So some of the other people are getting raises. We don't have to disclose that, and that has to be just the managers. So like all the fire department guys are getting a big raise. To try and make them
right
to meet where the standard is.
But I'm talking about the managers here and stuff. I mean, you know, you look at that. I mean, there's some of us giving a whole lot. I know they are. It's just not right. So I don't feel like.
So that's what they're actually proposing, the increase.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Oh, that's huge.
Exactly. And I mean, you know, any valuations been done on them, or what's making them stick out to deserve that?
Does that bring them up to like
above a lot of the others? Yes.
Where the other towns are.
Yeah, it brings them above.
It depends on which. It's so hard to get an actual city comparison, but they're close.
You're still going to be holding probably a session or something to complete the budget down the road.
So we'll probably have to hold one next week because we have to adopt it by the last of June.
So what you're talking about and Paul, those things can be discussed in that work session.
Yes.
Iron out what you want to do.
Yes.
With the budget then.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Any other public comments? If not, then we'll go ahead and close our public hearings related to these 5 items.
Motion to adjourn this meeting?
No.
Okay.
Nope, we just have to close it. On the public hearings, we just have to close them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.